Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. My guest is Nicola Nice. She's nice enough to stay with us for another break because I wanted to talk about non-alcoholic cocktails. Yes, in this day of this new era, a revisited era of anti-spirits, anti-wine, anti-drinking. Nicola, I like tea as well. That's because we love England and you even more than me. You came up with some pretty cool recipes for non-alcoholics. I just typed in NA whiskey in Google, and the amount of products available is phenomenal now. I think it was called Koval. They make a gin and a whiskey. I had them on the show. Pretty interesting stuff. And Monday, Drink Monday, Monday Spirits. Give us an example of a non-alcoholic cocktail that you're really fond of.
I will do. So I'm glad that you wanted to talk about that. So that's the last chapter in the book, which sort of talks about the responsible hostess. And a big part of that chapter actually is acknowledging the fact that this is not new. It's not new that there are people who don't want to drink, whether it is for medical reasons or whether it is for religious reasons or whether it's just for their own personal reasons that they don't have to share. There's always going to be people who you are socializing with who don't want to drink. And I think for the longest time, if you are someone who fits in that category of being a non-drinker or just even if it's just on the night, not being a drinker or being the driver or what have you, there have been very few options when it comes to the cocktail, especially. And usually what people get relegated to are the mixers, the sodas, the juices, without actually then having the experience we talked about right at the beginning of the show. A lot of what makes the cocktail special is the experience and having that interaction with a bartender or creating something that means something to you. So there have been a lot of companies in the last few years that have come out with, yes, non-alcoholic options for your base spirits. And there are some really interesting non-alcoholic spirits out there to make your old fashions with. But the way I approached this was less about finding just an alternative, you know, non-alc version of a spirit to make the same drink, and instead thinking about what makes the balance of that drink, and is there something I mentioned in the last segment that I could use that I don't have to get just for this drink, right, or just because I'm making one thing. Is there something I might already have in my pantry that I could use as an ingredient? And that's, for me, is where tea came in. And the inspiration for this came from actually the books that I read that came out during Prohibition, written by women about, you know, hey, ladies, we can't drink anymore. You know, or a lot of your guests might be dry. So what are you going to serve them? And they really lent into teas as well. And of course, being British, yes, I'm not going to lie. I've got a lot of tea at my disposal. But I did create some recipes. And one of my favorites actually was the what I call the whisk tea sour. But it is a non-alc whiskey sour. And you mentioned earlier that you don't like smoked cocktails. Or I think you said you don't like smoking, having to smoke. But I'm totally with you. I'm not going to get a smoker and, you know, and smoke my cocktail. However, I do love making a Manhattan with a peaty scotch, for example, right?
Yeah.
Or making a margarita with some mezcal in it.
Absolutely.
To get that sort of smoky flavor. And so what I think you will love about the non-alc whiskey sour cocktail is that it uses Lapsang Souchong tea, which is a smoked tea. And so when you make the tea and you mix it with some lemon and some egg white and some bitters, it makes a really, really amazing, completely non-alcohol cocktail that has all that sort of pleasure and joy and depth of smokiness. It has a teeny tiny bit of caffeine from the tea that gives you just that sort of instant warm feeling. And that's one of my favorite recipes. But actually, all the recipes in that chapter use a different kind of tea.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. And, you know, to me, and I'm sitting here while you're talking with my nose and a perfect bourbon snifter smelling some Bullet bourbon. I have a long history and knowledge of and affinity for Bullet. The aromatics of this product, I haven't sipped any at all, are just phenomenal. And I think you can – that was the best positive I could say about – non-alcoholic spirits is you could put them in a small glass and smell them straight, and the aromatics were very pleasing and pretty similar to what you'd get if it was the alcoholic spirit, maybe even more enjoyable because you don't have the ether, the alcohol, to interfere with your nose. Yeah, pretty fun. Well, this has been a pleasure.
Yes, it has.
I enjoyed speaking with you. I hope you have a great weekend, and maybe in the not-too-distant future, love to have you back on, and we could just pick a spirit-based topic, and you and I could just wax eloquently about it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I could talk all day.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for being a part of the show.
And all right, take care.
You bet. And, folks, the lucky caller number 5 was Dr. Earl Malone here in beautiful downtown Wichita. Take a quick break. We'll come back. I got another event to tell you about. And then we're going to talk very, very briefly about bourbon and Bullet bourbon in particular. Don't go away.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.